Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Chicago bringing us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Neil Hare, president and founder of Global Vision Communications, LLC, former VP for communications at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's where we met and did our early work together. And good work it was. Neil, thanks again for being here. We're working off of Neil's article, folks, where he did just an amazing report, the best I've ever seen, on the Paycheck Protection Program, what I'm calling the reform of it, the making it real for how it really works. And Neil, I want to point one thing out. You and I we came up about the same time inside of the SBA, and when you and I when you were at the chamber and I was working with you guys supporting you, I was also supporting the SBA, and you and I both know exactly how the government and these big organizations have treated small businesses in the past. For the government to create the kind of a program, this Paycheck Protection Program, to envision it and launch it in an organization that had no background for that kind of work, to integrate it with the national banking system and to create something like they did and actually make it happen in a matter of a month or four, five, 6 weeks, I think they don't get enough credit for what they did, even though it's having to be fixed. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the SBA gives, in a traditional year, they do about 1,000 loans. And this program has already given out 4.5 million loans.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's still money out there. If you're listening and you haven't applied for your loan, it's not too late to get it.
Good. But thank you.
To think about that scale is incredible. And, yes, you're right. I think the banks, usually banks don't get a great rap, but they stepped up here as well.
Community banks, that's
where you get the money from. You know.
Community banks especially.
What's that?
Community banks, they're my heroes.
Yeah.
The community
banks got this done. Yeah, they got this done, and yeah, it was ramped up over a number of weeks, and yeah, there were hiccups, of course.
Right.
But they're trying to fix it, and it is a bit of a moving target. I mean, these regulations are coming out weekly, basically, changing things. So you've got to stay on top of it.
And all the changes are pretty much to make it more to make it easier for you to be able to comply with, if you got the loan, to comply with the terms that will lead you toward having the loan be forgiven. Now, one of the things that I want to talk about, and that's what we talked about in the last segment, but now I want to move over and talk about the audits that are potentially coming up. And tell us what the audit will be, and what are the guidelines, and what is the threshold?
Sure. Well, one of the things they did to get this program up so fast and get the money into your business owner's hands so fast was they waived the traditional requirements for an SBA loan. Usually it's a much longer application process.
Right.
And you have to prove on the front end that the main thing is that you don't have access to credit elsewhere. And
right.
That means if you have a big line of credit at your bank, that would disqualify you for
right.
an SBA loan. Or if you had venture capital funding, that would disqualify you. If you had millions of dollars in the bank. But they waived all that on the front end, and so everyone just applied. And also, you know, we were in this level of economic uncertainty, which everybody was in. No matter if you had any of that stuff, we didn't know when the shutdown was going to end. But unfortunately, what they're saying now is that they can go back and look at that and do an audit and then come back to you and say, well, wait a minute, Jim. You know, you had a $2 million line of credit at your bank. Mm-hmm. Why did you apply for this loan? And now you got to pay it back. And so that grant now is back to a loan that you're going to have to pay back over. Now you have 5 years to pay it back.
Right.
It's only going to be at 1% interest, which is a low loan. But, you know, we're all counting on these things being forgiven, not having
right.
a loan.
Right.
So that's the issue.
And it is important, though, for people who may not know as much as we do. Folks, it starts out as a loan. You sign a loan document with a payment schedule with an interest rate of 1%. You start that out. Then it becomes forgiven as a grant eventually once you reconcile all the things that Neil just told you. You have to reconcile that with the government. When is that going to happen? Is that going to be in 6 months, a year? When do you think that they'll start checking up?
Well, I mean, first of all, at 8 weeks, whenever, you know, after 8 weeks, or you as a business owner can go back to your bank and there's a loan forgiveness application that you give to the bank.
Yep.
They review it. They have 60 days to review that, and then they send it to the SBA, and the SBA has 3 months to review that. And then if there's a problem, then they can come back to you and conduct this audit. So this could happen over the next year. The SBA has also said, please keep all your documentation for 6 years.
Right.
6 years.
Wow.
So in theory, they could come back in a couple of years and say, we finally got around to looking at your application. And, you know,
at one point in time, there was a $2 million threshold. They were saying anything over $2 million would be audited under that, may or may not be. What do you think? Is that still in play?
Yeah, that's still in play. I mean, let's be honest. I think the amount of audits are going to be very few and far between. But they did put a $2 million level whereby they said any loan over $2 million, you know, they are going to take a look at quite closely. As you might remember, Jim, right at the beginning of this, you had a lot of these restaurant chains like Sweetgreen and Ruth's Chris took the money. You had the L.A. Lakers got a loan. And that was some bad PR. So that's why they're saying, look, if you have a loan over $2 million, we're going to take a look at it.
Right.
But keep in mind, most of these loans overwhelmingly are under $1 million.
That's exactly right.
They're
many
small
of them,
loans
with many, small of them many of them, well under $100,000. I need your website quickly, Neil.
It's globeviz.com. GLOBEVIZ.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. Neil Hare and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.